Have you appreciated the program so far? Thank you, Cassandra and Music Ministry, for the program. But wait, there's more, right? There's more that's coming our way in just a moment. But before we get to that point, let's reflect upon the message that we have heard through music, which is also referenced in Scripture. You know, you think of the Christmas story, we're reminded that there's wonderful Christmas themes that come along with the Christmas story. But all in all, we can sum it up to say this, that it all points to Jesus. He is the reason for the season. And as has been reflected already, we have seen reference especially to bells, right? And decorations, and all of those things can symbolize and point to Christ. But at the end of the day, it's all about Christ. And this morning, I simply want to touch on some Christmas themes that are related to Christ. And of course, they are the themes that we have talked about for the last few weeks, the themes of the Advent season on the Christmas calendar. And so I want to touch on those once again and review those this morning. But as we go to that, we're reminded that all of this Christmas story played out in just the right time. And even just moments ago, as we were in our Sunday school class, we talked about how in the fullness of time, all of this played out. You see, all of the redemptive plan of God goes all the way back, even before creation. Before creation, God was aware, He is sovereign over all things, and He understood that mankind was going to fall, and so therefore sin would enter into the world. And so the redemptive plan of God had already been put together even before creation was formed. But as creation takes place and as we go through Scripture and we see the redemptive plan take place and the sovereign plan of Almighty God to redeem mankind from his sins unfold, we see the great story all the way from the Old Testament, which had prophecies of the Messiah to come. And in the Christmas story, what we're going to see is we're going to see the fulfillment of God's redemptive plan for mankind. I invite you to join with me in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. I believe that's one of the most beautiful passages that show us how the Old Testament and the plan of God comes together and is fulfilled in the Christmas story. And it is in Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7, in which we say, "But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, 'Abba, Father!' Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." Throughout this program, we've already seen families represented, haven't we? We've seen families of our church and pictures and them singing together, representing the beauty of a family. But I hope you just saw what's revealed in that wonderful passage of Scripture, that through Christ, we are part of the family of God. I know you hear me often say this, but I'm so glad to be part of the family of God, aren't you? If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you are part of the family of God. And as we often recite around here, "Behold what manner of love," love is a theme this Sunday, right? "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God." And so there's wonderful Christmas themes that reinforce the redemptive plan of Almighty God. First of all, you know that the first theme of the Advent season is hope. It is during the Christmas season that we are reminded that Christ provides hope for us. 1 Peter 3 verses 3 through 5 go on to say this: "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." And as we talked about just a few weeks ago, it is the hope that we find in Christ that gives us hope for today. We need hope just to make it through today. We can all relate to the fact that we are in a hopeless world as you look upon the world. But through Christ, a follower of Christ always has hope. And you have hope for today. And as we reflected once again just a few weeks ago, we have hope for today, we have hope for tomorrow, and you have hope for the eternal. We have hope that Christ will provide with Him eternity in heaven as a follower of Jesus Christ. And so hope is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful theme that we celebrate during this Christmas season, that Christ reveals that hope is found in Christ and Christ alone. We also referred to just a couple of weeks ago the theme of peace, and once again the candles remind us it's a symbol of the peace that we have. You know, you have seen just recently that there's been a lot of unrest in the world. There's been a lot of terrible situations that have just taken place in the last couple of weeks. There has been mass shootings that have taken place. There has been terrorist attacks that have taken place. And what has already made the news, how tragic it is that it has made the news that there was a tragic event that took place in the Hollywood area where it looks like a son killed his own parents. How terrible is that? We live in a world where people are searching for peace. We're reminded that it is found in Christ. As Jesus, who came as the Prince of Peace. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is the one who is the Prince of Peace, who gives us a peace, who will firmly establish peace when He returns. Jesus is coming again. He will return once again. And when He does so, peace will firmly be established. But until that day, you can have peace with God. And as we talked about just a couple of weeks ago, we can have the peace of God. What do we mean? Peace with God, meaning that when one places their faith in Jesus Christ, that through Christ, you now have peace with the very God of the universe. As we talked about just moments ago, you then therefore, as a follower of Jesus Christ, placing your faith in Jesus Christ, have peace with God. Your sins are forgiven. The penalty of sin is paid. But for followers of Jesus Christ, we're reminded that we also need peace within our lives, the peace of God. 1 Thessalonians touches on both these issues. It's in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 23, that goes on to say, "Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." See, Christ came to give you peace with God. He can give you the peace of God. And as we focus on Him, we can experience peace. We're living in a world that is searching for peace of mind. Follower of Jesus Christ, through Christ, you can have peace of mind. I love what Isaiah 26, verse 3 references. This Old Testament passage goes on to say this: "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you." Why? Because he trusts in you. So no matter how unpeaceful and tumultuous the world is today, you can have peace with God, you can have the peace of God as you trust in Him. That's the key, trusting in our Savior. And then as we experience that, we can experience the joy of the Lord as well. One of the things that Jesus did when He came into the world, I'm looking at the banners once again, as I did last week, it reminds us that the Savior came to bring joy to the world. And many of us could recite that song by heart, "Joy to the World." The Lord has come, right? And so we are celebrating during this Christmas season that it was Jesus who brought joy to the world. And we can experience this joy regardless of the situation, the circumstance that we are facing. It's not dependent upon the situation, follower of Jesus Christ. It is dependent upon our Savior. The Savior is the one who provides joy for us. He came to bring joy to the world, and He can bring joy into your life. You can experience the fullness of joy as you abide in Him. It is the Spirit of God that will bring forth that joy. Once again, an Old Testament passage references this very idea of the joy coming through the Savior rather than the situation. Listen to these words of old found in Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17 through 18. It goes on to say this, "Though the fig tree may not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, though the labor of the olive may fail, and the fields yield no food, though the flock may be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation." Through salvation, we experience joy. And as we focus on Him, as we abide in Him, as we live for Him, then the fruit of the Spirit will demonstrate joy. See, Jesus demonstrates that He indeed is the reason for the season. During those Christmas themes that we celebrate, we see Christ and what He provides for us. Once again, this season reminds us of the hope that we have in Christ, the peace that He gives, the joy that we experience. And then finally, as we reflect upon the theme of love this morning, we're reminded that we can experience this through God's love, as was beautifully referenced just moments ago, right before the offertory. God's love is experienced and observed in one of the most familiar verses of the Bible, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." It's a demonstration of God Almighty that He sent His Son to the earth, fully God, who will become fully man, born of the Virgin Mary, and as we know the rest of the story, as He grows up and as He lives a life and as He ministers to others here during His earthly ministry, and as He ultimately goes to the cross to demonstrate the very love of God. But God demonstrated His own love toward us, and that while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you, Romans 5, verse 8, right? It's the demonstration of Almighty God and His love for us, not while we were good, not while we were righteousness, but in our sins, because apart from God, we are sinners. And according to the Word of God, "For by grace you have been saved through faith. It is not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any one should boast." And so we cannot boast in salvation, we boast in the Lord. He is the one that is solely responsible for salvation as we place our faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And so the love of Almighty God is demonstrated for us by the Savior who came to the earth to be born and to ultimately die. He is the reason for the season at this time. Listen to the song and listen to the lyrics of this song.